The Dharma Realm of Gods. Verse. Beings of the sixth desire and the Brahma heavens practice the five precepts and the ten good deeds. Planting seeds with outflows, they cannot terminate their transmigration. Commentary. Beings of the sixth desire and the Brahma heavens. First of all, there are six desire heavens, which are the heavens of the desire realm. There are heavens in the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm, in all of the three realms. Our world is located under the first of the six desire heavens of the desire realm, the heaven of the four heavenly kings. This heaven, which is directly above us, is governed by the four heavenly kings. It is located halfway up Mount Sumeru, which means that half of Mount Sumeru is within the human realm, while the other half is above the heaven of the four heavenly kings. The parts of this heaven located on the north, south, east, and west sides of Mount Sumeru are governed by the four heavenly kings, as are the four continents of our world. Purva Vaideha in the east, Jambudvipa in the south, Aparagodaniya in the west, and Uttarakura in the north. If we were to go into detail, we would never finish our discussion of this heaven. The beings in the heaven of the four heavenly kings have a lifespan of 500 years, but that's not the same as 500 years in our world. One day and night in that heaven is equal to 50 years on earth. Figure it out. How many years on earth is 500 years in the heaven of the four heavenly kings? The beings in that heaven live for 500 years. One of their days is 50 human years. How many human years in 365 days of their days? If you know math, you can figure it out. The second heaven in the desire realm is the Trayastrimsha heaven. Trayastrimsha is a Sanskrit word. You don't know what that means? Then let's call it the don't know heaven. The don't know heaven is just the Trayastrimsha heaven, a Sanskrit word that means 33. Chakra, known as Yintolaya, Indra, in the Sharangama Mantra, resides in the center of these heavens. He is the god revered in Christianity, and in China he is known as the Jade Emperor. The Book of History refers to him as the Supreme Lord and says, "Bathe and observe purity in order to worship the Supreme Lord." In ancient China, no one knew about the Buddha. They knew only about the Supreme Lord. In the Shang Dynasty, Emperor Tang used a black bull as an offering to the Supreme Lord and said, "I, Li, but a small child, presume to use this black bull in venturing to make known to the supremely exalted ruling Lord that if I have offenses, they are not the people's, and if the people have offenses, the offenses rest with me." Emperor Tang's name was Lu, and he referred to himself as a small child out of respect for the Supreme Lord. He very sincerely offered a black bull and told the Supreme Lord that if he made errors, the citizens should not be blamed, and that if the common folk of his country committed offenses, the responsibility should rest with the emperor for not having taught them correctly. The ancients blamed themselves in that way, unlike people of today who clearly know that they are in the wrong but say, "Don't look at me, it's his fault. How can you blame me?" and complain, God is unjust. Why does he confer wealth on others and make me so poor? Why does he bestow honor on some and leave me so wretched? They blame heaven and curse mankind, looking for faults in others instead of admitting their own wrongs. The ancients acknowledged their own mistakes. In the Triestrimsha heaven, Chakra resides in the middle, with eight heavens surrounding him to the north, south, east, and west, making 33 in all. The third of the desire heavens is the Yama, Suyama heaven. Yama is a Sanskrit word which means time period. In this heaven, the gods are so happy that they sing songs about their bliss day and night. They sing, "How happy I am! I'm so happy!" They are joyful throughout the six periods of the day and night. Hence, the name of this heaven is translated as time period. Every time period is filled with happiness. The fourth of the desire heavens is the Tushita heaven, which translates as happiness and contentment. The beings there are always happy and satisfied. Those who know contentment are always happy. That heaven is called the heaven of contentment. Because the beings there never have a worry or care from morning to night, they don't have any afflictions or worries. The fifth of the desire heavens is the heaven of the transformation of bliss. The beings in this heaven can derive happiness from transformations. In the previous heaven of happiness and contentment, the beings are happy and content regardless of whether there are transformations. They are content even in unhappy situations. In this heaven, the beings bring about happiness through transformations. The sixth of the desire heavens is the heaven of the transformation of others' bliss. The beings of this heaven haven't any bliss of their own, but they can take it from beings in other heavens for their own enjoyment. Many demons live in this heaven along with their retinues. Why do they take the happiness of beings in other heavens? Because they are unreasonable. Common thieves in the world of men are generally gods fallen from the heaven of the transformation of others' bliss. Having fallen, they still have the habit of stealing money from others. The Brahma heavens include the Great Brahma Heaven, the multitudes of Brahma Heaven, and the ministers of Brahma Heaven. Beings of the six desire heavens and the Brahma heavens practice the five precepts and the 10 good deeds. Because these beings cultivated the five precepts and the 10 good deeds, they obtain the blessings and rewards of the heavens. However, the cultivation of the five precepts and the 10 good deeds plants good roots that have outflows. So the verse says, planting seeds with outflows. It has nothing to do with anyone else at all. Notation: this last line is actually from the verse of the Dharma realm of people. You yourself are responsible. It's not easy to explain the sutras. I don't prepare ahead of time for my lectures. Some of you are thinking that I said the verse wrong, but you don't dare to say it aloud. Strangely enough, though, once you say it in your mind, I receive your telegram. So I'll correct the last line. They cannot terminate their transmigration. Am I right this time? Did you think to yourself that I said it wrong? Disciple: yes. More than one of you thought that way. The rest of you should also admit to having such thoughts. Be honest. If you aren't honest, you will never attain the way. The Dharma realm of Asuras. Verse: Asuras have a violent nature, laden with blessings, lacking power, absolutely determined to fight. They bob along in karma's tow. Commentary. Asura is a Sanskrit word that means ugly. Male Asuras are extremely ugly. The females are beautiful. It is the nature of the male Asura to initiate fights. The female Asura is also naturally fond of fighting, but wages covert wars, unlike the overt physical battles of the males, using weapons of the mind such as jealousy, obstructiveness, ignorance, and affliction. Sometimes this realm is included in the three good realms, gods, humans, and asuras. At other times, it is classified as one of the four evil realms, hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, and asuras. There are asuras in the animal realm, in the human realm, in the heavens, and among the hungry ghosts. Although the asuras are an individual dharma realm by themselves, they appear in the other realms as well. In general, regardless of what realm they are in, they like to pick fights and they have bad tempers. They enjoy bossing others around and like to be supervisors, but they can't stand supervision. They won't be controlled by others. These are the characteristics of asuras. If you haven't noticed the asuras, I can tell you more about them. Among people, asuras can be good or bad. The good asuras include military officials and troops, and bad asuras are bandits, thieves, robbers, thugs, murderers, and the like. We can see these asuras in the world of men. There are also asuras in the heavens. Heavenly asuras wage battle against the heavenly troops of chakra. From morning to night, they attempt to overthrow Chakra so that they can seize his jeweled throne and become the heavenly king. But no matter what strategy they use, they are always defeated because they are laden with blessings, lacking power. They have accumulated the blessings that earned them rebirth in the heavens, but they have no authority there. For that reason, they are invariably defeated in their battles with the heavenly troops. Are there asuras in the animal realm? Yes. Tigers, for instance, are asuras among the animals. Lions and wolves are also asuras among the animals. These asuras bully the other animals. Wolves, tigers, and lions kill other animals for food. They prey on other animals because they have the nature of asuras. Snakes and eagles are also asuras. In general, asuras are utterly unreasonable and have huge tempers. They are constantly blowing their tops. Too much temper! There are also asuras in the hungry ghost realm, and they go around bullying other ghosts. The realm of hungry ghosts has kind ghosts and evil ghosts. Evil ghosts are utterly unreasonable. Ghosts are not reasonable to begin with, but these asura ghosts are even more unreasonable. And so the verse says, asuras have a violent nature. They have explosive tempers. Laden with blessings, lacking power. They have heavenly blessings but lack heavenly authority. They fight for power and advantage but fail to obtain them. Absolutely determined to fight. They love to fight and wage war. The modern world is a world of asuras. Everyone is fighting and struggling, trying to knock each other down. Asuras are so belligerent that they can keep fighting for 100, 200, 300, 500, or even 1,000 years. They could fight for 1,000 years without getting tired of it. This is the age strong in fighting, and also the Dharma-ending age. Nevertheless, we don't want it to be the Dharma-ending age. We want the proper Dharma to prevail. We should vow that wherever we go, the proper Dharma will prevail. If we do that, every place we go will become a place of genuine Dharma. If everyone fulfilled this vow, the Dharma-ending age would become the proper Dharma age. We can turn the situation around. They bob along in karma's toe. Asuras may be born in the heavens, in the human realm, or in the realms of animals and hungry ghosts. Dragged by the force of their karma, they become deluded, create more karma, and undergo the retribution. The force of their karma pulls them to undergo retribution in various realms. Cultivators should take care not to be belligerent and hot-tempered. Then they won't get dragged into the Asura realm. If we study them in detail, we find that there are Asuras in 5 of the 9 Dharma realms of living beings. In the animal realm, there are Asuras among creatures that fly in the air, those on the land, and those in the water. Crocodiles are an instance of Asuras in the water. Wild stallions are Asuras among horses. They bring trouble and disturbance to the herd. Most bulls are Asuras too. They butt their 2 horns against things to show their tough Asura disposition. Bulls are Asuras by nature. Dogs have even more of an Asura nature. So people who own dogs are in close association with Asuras. If you hang around Asuras, you become closer to them. And getting close to them is dangerous. You might just fall into the realm of Asuras. Everyone should pay attention to this and be careful not to run into the realm of Asuras. The Dharma realm of people. Verse. The way of men is harmony, with merit and error interspersed. On virtuous deeds you rise. Offenses make you fall. It has nothing to do with anyone else at all. Commentary. The realm of Asuras is dangerous, but what about the realm of people? There are both good and evil people. The way of men is harmony. People are harmonious beings who are capable of getting along with one another. However, those who become human beings are neither completely good nor completely bad. Beings who are completely good are reborn in the heavens, while those who are thoroughly bad become animals or hungry ghosts or fall into the hells. People have both merit and offenses. When a person's merit is greater than his offenses, he will be born into a rich and distinguished family. But one with small merit and heavy offenses will be born into a poor family. Between these extremes are 1,000 differences and a myriad distinctions. Therefore, the verse says, "With merit and error interspersed." They have some merit, and they also have some offenses. They are neither extremely yin nor extremely yang. Beings with a predominance of yin become ghosts. Those who have mostly yang become gods. They don't become humans. Human beings can ascend to the heavens or fall into the hells. If you do good deeds, you ascend. If you commit offenses, you fall. So the verse says, "On virtuous deeds you rise, offenses make you fall. It has nothing to do with anyone else at all." Other people cannot tell you to fall into the hells, make you a ghost, or cause you to become an animal. it is entirely up to you. What you create, you must endure. You must suffer the consequences of your own actions. The Dharma Realm of Animals. Verse. Eager animals feed on greed, never sated by a lot. They take what's black as white and can't distinguish wrong from right. Commentary. The seven Dharma realms discussed above are the better ones. If you wish, you can enter them to try them out. Put on a play, but you shouldn't play around with the remaining three Dharma realms. If you try these out, you may not be able to escape. It is said that once you lose your human form, 10,000 eons may pass before that form can be obtained again. It's very dangerous. You shouldn't treat it as mere play acting. One of my disciples compared it to putting on a play, but he doesn't really understand what's going on. There are billions of animals, an infinite variety, flying, crawling, swimming, or walking, in the sky, on land, and in the water. The species of birds and flying animals alone number in the millions, and land animals are not a few either. There are millions of land animals ranging from small rodents through cows, horses, deer, and bears to the mighty elephant. In the water are seals, water buffalo, seahorses, manatees, and a myriad variety of swimming creatures. We could never thoroughly study and understand all these animals. Even PhDs in the areas of zoology, biology, and related fields who do extensive and continuous research have no way to know all the animal species in the world. If they know 1,000, they don't know 1,100. If they know 1,100, they don't know 1,200. Although someone might claim to know them all, how can he be certain that someone doesn't know more than he does? It's impossible to be sure. We have no way to completely know all the species of animals. Even the number of different kinds of insects would be hard to determine. When examined like that, wouldn't you say that the world is multi-layered and infinite? Infinite and multi-layered. Beings become animals as the result of one thing, greed. Eager animals feed on greed. For them, no matter what it is, the more the better. A little won't do. They are insatiably greedy. They never get tired of more. Since they are never sated by a lot, they can't tell that black is black. They say, "Oh, it's white." They take what's black as white. Because they are greedy for everything, they have no concept of what we consider reasonable, even to the point that they are greedy to eat excrement. The more excrement a dog eats, the better it likes it. People wonder how it can eat such filth, but the dog finds it more savory with every mouthful. That's how they are, never sated by a lot. That's an example of taking black as white. They delight in something that is basically unpleasant. Greed can extend even to the desire for more sickness. One sickness is not enough, they want two. They also want to take more medicine. And they can't distinguish right from wrong. Animals are not clear about right and wrong because they lack the ability to reason. How did they get that way? Simply through greed. They become muddled, and ignorance envelops them so that they become totally oblivious to anything rational. Take heed and don't be greedy. People who have left the home life should not be greedy for money. But some say, the more the better. Such greed puts you in grave danger, and it is easy to become an animal as a result. People who have left the home life can't fall, you may say. If they don't cultivate according to the Buddha's precepts, they will fall even faster. The ancients had a saying, many of those standing at the gates of the hells are Sanghans and Taoists. All the old Taoists and Buddhist monks who were greedy are waiting at the doors of hell saying, quick, send me to the hells, hurry up and let me come in. Once in, it's a lot of fun inside. They think the hells will provide good entertainment, so they go there. But once they arrive, they realize it is not a game. The Dharma Realm of Hungry Ghosts. Verse. The ghostly crew delights in hate, deluded by effects, confused about cause. Their ignorance and upside-downness grow greater each day, deeper each month. Commentary. Almost everyone has heard of ghosts, but not everyone believes in them. There are even Buddhist disciples who don't believe there are ghosts. Ghosts are masses of yin energy that have shadow and no form, or form and no shadow. Perhaps you have seen a dark shadow, but when you look closer, it disappears. Or perhaps you've seen what seemed like a person, but which vanished in the blink of an eye. Such phenomena are difficult to understand. Among the 10 Dharma realms, we are discussing the Dharma realm of ghosts. There are as many different kinds of ghosts as there are grains of sand in the Ganges River. There are infinitely many kinds of ghosts. Some are affluent and powerful ghosts that reign as kings over the ghosts' realm. Some ghosts are poverty-stricken and devoid of authority. It is often the poor ghosts who bother people and go about causing trouble. If you want to know how many kinds of ghosts there are, work hard at cultivation. Open the 5 eyes and 6 spiritual penetrations, and then you'll know. As to people who say there are no ghosts, I tell them that if there are no ghosts, then there are also no Buddhas, people, or animals, because animals are transformed from ghosts, as are people, asuras, and so forth, even to gods, arhats, pratika Buddhas, bodhisattvas, and Buddhas. All realms come from the realm of ghosts, because the 10 Dharma realms are not apart from a single thought of the mind, and one thought of the mind creates the 10 Dharma realms. By conducting yourself as if you were a ghost, you fall into the ghost's realm. Acting as a person does, you come to the human realm. Behaving like an asura, you join the ranks of asuras. Assuming the practice of an arhat, you enter the realm of arhats. Behaving like one enlightened to conditions, you enter that realm. Doing the deeds of a bodhisattva, you join the retinue of bodhisattvas. Performing the work of a Buddha, you realize Buddhahood. If you commit hellish offenses, you fall into the hells. All of this is brought about by one thought that is right now in your mind. Thus we say that the 10 Dharma realms are not beyond a single thought. The ghostly crew delights in hate. Ghosts enjoy exploding in a fiery rage when people are not good to them, and even when treated well, they still get angry. They like nothing better than giving people trouble. They give you trouble whether you are good to them or not. There is an old saying, lighting a stick of incense calls forth ghosts. People light incense to pay respects to ghosts. Before you've paid respect to them, they don't bother you, but once you make their acquaintance, the ghosts become a nuisance, make you sick, or give you some other trouble. Confucius said, respect the ghosts and spirits, but keep them at a distance. It is wise to pay respects to the ghosts and spirits, but otherwise keep your distance and don't get too close to them. Deluded by effects, confused about cause. They are unclear about results and don't understand their causes. As a result, they can't tell good from bad. Basically, if you plant a good cause, you reap a good fruit. If you plant a bad cause, you reap a bad effect. If you plant melons, you get melons. Plant beans, and you'll get beans. Ghosts don't understand that. They plant eggplant and anticipate eating hot peppers, or plant hot peppers and think they will harvest cucumbers. Since they have no comprehension of principles, they act recklessly and in confusion. Their ignorance and upside-downness grow greater each day, deeper each month. They accumulate a lot of karma every day. Their ignorance and upside-downness becomes deeper with each passing month. The more karma they create, the deeper their ignorance gets, and the deeper it gets, the more offenses they commit. The Dharma Realm of Hell Beings. Verse. The hells with anxieties and sufferings are devoid of doors, yet one bores right in. Giving rise to delusion, deeds are done. Retribution is born in due accord. Commentary. The hells are miserable places. Anyone who would like to take a vacation in the hells can do so at any time. I can guarantee that you'll get there right away. How? It is said, depressed and melancholy, you roam through the hells. Happy and smiling, you enjoy eternal youth. Weeping and woe make a small dark room in the hells. Once you become worried, you travel to the hells to take a vacation. If you get worried, you plant a seed for the hells. If you smile, you plant a seed for the heavens. It is said, from ancient times, the divine immortals have had no other practice than merely being happy and not being sad. If you become depressed, you take a trip to the hells. If you smile all the time, you look youthful even if you are old. If you cry, you give yourself a lot of vexation. In general, there is no happiness in the hells. They are full of sufferings and distress. The hells with anxieties and sufferings are devoid of doors, yet one bores right in. Unlike jails built to hold criminals, the hells haven't any doors. However, if you are due to go to the hells, when you arrive, it is just as if a door opened, because you will find yourself worming and boring in where there was no entrance. Giving rise to delusion, deeds are done. Why do you go to the hells? Ignorance and afflictions make you stupid and confused, so you create bad karma and don't do good deeds. Retribution is born in due accord. When you create bad karma, you fall into the hells to undergo retribution. There is no end to the cycle once it starts. You receive exact payment for whatever karma you create. and the retribution is never off by even a hair's breadth. Verse. All of these 10 realms, a single thought, are not apart from your present thought. If you can awaken to that thought, you'll arrive immediately at the other shore. Commentary. Buddhas, bodhisattvas, hearers, and those enlightened to conditions are the four sagely Dharma realms. Gods, human beings, asuras, hell beings, hungry ghosts, and animals are the six common Dharma realms. Together they make up the 10 Dharma realms. Where do the 10 Dharma realms come from? From the single thought which is right now in your mind. All of these 10 realms, a single thought, are not apart from your present thought. If you can awaken to that thought, if you can understand it, you'll arrive immediately at the other shore. The other shore is enlightenment. When you become enlightened, you are no longer confused. When ignorance is smashed and the Dharma body appears, you arrive at the other shore. This is Mahaprajnaparamita.